Hey coaches, you are listening to the 323 Sports Podcast, where you can keep up with breaking news in the team sports industry, enjoy fun interviews with coaches, and gain insight on how to build your athletic program. On this pilot episode, we are going to give you a quick summary of who we are and how we got started. We hope that you enjoy this episode and maybe learn something new along the way. Let's go ahead and dive right in. Welcome to our very first episode here on the 323 Sports Podcast. We are super excited about starting this podcast and sharing our thoughts with you. But to start out, let's introduce ourselves. My name is Travis Woodham, and my main role here at 323 Sports is inside sales. But I also help out a lot with the social media side of things at the company. So you'll probably more than likely see me on the Instagram stories we do daily. So you'll get to understand my personality a little bit better on that. So be sure to check it out. But one interesting fact about myself is I absolutely hate mushrooms. Okay. I don't know about you, but it's a texture thing for me. Very slimy, very just like it's too soft for me. I love a good crunch. And one story about the mushrooms is probably the reason why I hate mushrooms so much is when I was a kid, I picked a wild mushroom in the state of Florida, and there's a few poisonous mushrooms out there in Florida. And so I ate one, and my older brother Carl said, "Mom, Travis just ate a mushroom off the grass." And my mom's like freaking out, call 911. And then the next thing I know, I'm in a straitjacket, and they're pouring charcoal down my throat. It's just insane. And so that story lives on forever, and I'm always haunted by the mushrooms. Mm-hmm. So whenever somebody says, "Hey, do you want mushrooms on that?" or "Do you want mushrooms on your pizza?" I'd be like, "No, thank you very much." So that's me, guys, a little bit about me. But alongside me are the co-owners of the business. Their names are Keith Rogers and Mike Paramore. So, guys, let's start out with the first topic of what is 323 Sports? How did you guys get started? Where did you guys meet?
Travis, I'll take this one. So I am Mike Paramore. I am one of the owners, as Travis mentioned. And Travis, that was a great introduction. I did not know that story about the mushroom.
Yes.
So I guess you're officially allergic to mushrooms.
I'm not allergic to mushrooms, but I really detest mushrooms.
Maybe poisonous mushrooms.
Poisonous mushrooms.
You're allergic to poisonous mushrooms.
Correct.
I would say I probably am as well, if it's poisonous.
I am lactose intolerant too.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But that's I don't like mushrooms either. So this is a good reason to not ever get mushrooms at the office pizza party, Keith.
Hello.
Because Keith does love mushrooms.
Yes.
But anyway, so basically we started the company in January of 2014. Is that right?
That's correct.
I get that wrong all the time. I say January 2016. But January 2014 is when we started.
So five years.
Yeah, so we're in this about 5 years now. But our story goes back quite a bit further than that.
Yeah.
So, when was it that we first met? I guess it was 2008.
Summer of 2004.
2004. So I've read dates. You guys are getting that.
When did you come? You came my sophomore year of college. Summer of.
So, 2005. So, 2005 is when I started grad school at Bob Jones.
Okay, so summer of 2005, yeah, we met.
Yeah.
Summer of 2005, I was off right here.
Nice.
So Keith and I love sports, so it was fitting that I first met him in the gym. And we were playing, actually he was playing, it was half court, I do remember that. And there was this guy that was very raw and rugged looking. He actually had a pair of Reebok basketball shoes that, no lie, had to have been from the 1970s. I don't know how he got a hold of them. They were definitely getting a hold of him because they were very worn, and he was doing a lot of little shifty moves. I didn't have a lot of respect for him at first, but we did end up playing later with his brothers, and I believe we got the best of him. But anyway, that is how we met on the basketball court. Hit it off ever since. I knew his brother Derek from playing ball before. I think most of my friends in college and otherwise are pretty much from the gymnasium. it seems shallow, but it just seems to be the case. But that's how we first met. I guess that was 05, you said. I was in grad school. And then
this is at Bob Jones University. You mentioned that, right?
Bob Jones University. Yeah, okay. So I was in grad school, he was an undergrad, so I never fully experienced the Bob Jones undergrad like you and Keith did. Travis, you went to undergrad there as well.
Yes,
right?
I did.
Okay.
That's correct.
But that was my experience, my first impression. We hit it off. He ended up actually doing some outsourced artwork for me at another company that I was at, Sporting Goods. I was enamored because I had a couple things I was working on. I think a youth conference t-shirt, something like that. And I wasn't the greatest at artwork, and I did not want to send it off to our artist at the time because he just took too long for me. And Keith found himself somehow behind his computer. He can elaborate on that. But I was getting these little mock-ups, these Photoshop mock-ups, within like 5 minutes at a time. It was one of the most amazing things ever. And so that's kind of how our professional work started. I think it was a tiki torch.
I mean, looking back, how little I knew about artwork was amazing. I knew like nothing about artwork, but I had got Photoshop from my brother Derek. Derek was a great artist, but I knew maybe 1/10 of what I needed to know, but I happened to know a little bit more than Mike. So he would send me stuff, and I had nothing going on apparently. And so I was literally just throwing stuff around. I had figured out how to use the magic wand, which was amazing.
Ooh, that's key.
Any of you Photoshop people out there. And I figured out how to use the magic wand. And I was in love with it for like 2 weeks. And so I was just sending artwork back to Mike, and he was feeding my frenzy because he kept responding with, "Oh my goodness, this is amazing. Here's another one."
Yeah.
And so that's how it got going.
We actually came across some of those emails not too long ago.
Oh, I had them saved.
And I truly, I truly was feeding him because I was so genuinely enamored. But my emails came across just in pure awe and just flabbergasted at his talent. And so I think it fed him. It actually fed him to the point I was getting ready to get married, I think. Well, actually, I wasn't. I was dating. That's another story. That's another podcast. Mm. But he somehow Photoshopped my face or my head onto a baby's body that was being held by my now wife. And,
yes.
And I don't know if you've seen that. Maybe
you post that on Facebook?
We'll try to post that if you guys are interested. But
that's
what sealed the deal for me. After I got that, I pretty much said, "Hey, look, I don't know what you're doing right now, but we could really use you where I'm at right now." And it wasn't that much longer. He started working with us. They immediately removed him from the art department, but he did save me a couple back and forth with our artist then. But ever since then, I guess that's 05.
We met in 05, yeah.
05, yeah.
We started working together in 2009. Actually, beginning of 2009, and we started working together in the sporting goods realm. I moved down to Raleigh, and really ever since then, we've been working together, and we decided in 2014 to begin 323 Sports, and we were real passionate about doing things right and, you know, running the business the way we felt like it needed to be run, and it's been awesome, and it's been phenomenal. And so I sort of handle more of the financial side of the business and the sales side as far as managing the sales reps. We have 8 full-time sales reps and we have, you know, a sales manager who manages them individually, but I sort of oversee their overall numbers, where they need to be, or where we're headed. And then all the finances related to paying bills, just all the boring stuff. I sort of enjoy that. And so, and then behind the scenes of what we're selling, how much we're selling it for, making sure our margins where we need them to be. So I managed that. And so me and Mike were really a natural fit from day one because we both had different skill sets that complemented each other in a great way, but also the right mentality that's able to mesh and make it work without, you know, ruffling feathers too bad. So anyway, it's been great. And, you know, and we had some of that time working together, before we started 323 to really see that. So,
yeah. So, can you explain a little bit where the 3-2-3 came from? How'd that get started?
The 3-2-3 came from is actually a Bible verse, Colossians 3:23. Whatsoever you do, do it heartily as the Lord, not unto man. And really, for us, what that meant was, you know, if we're going to do something, do it right. Anything we both do, we play in a basketball league together now. We played in it for 7 or 8 years. And you, every Monday night during the season, you know, you'll see us probably for 30 minutes during the workday sitting there talking about the game that night or whatever we're doing. Like, we just think whatever we're going to do, might as well just do it all out. And we felt the same way about business. And, you know, and that's where we realized we needed to start 3-2-3 because, you know, not that, you know, we just were passionate about doing it the right way or doing it the way we felt was right. And so that's where 3-2-3 came from. It's been phenomenal. It's been, people have really jumped on it and loved it. And it's definitely been something bigger than us. God ordained it and God's blessed it far beyond what we could even do. So
now, Mike, I know you've noticed something about 3-2-3, the numbers, physical numbers. Can you tell us a little bit about that after the fact, you realize, oh my goodness, there's something special about 3-2-3 as well between you and Keith.
Oh yeah, that was it was kind of cool. So, like Keith mentioned, we both play sports, play basketball, both of us in high school, and all through high school and college, our numbers. Mine was 32, and Keith's was 23, and so that was kind of cool. That was an after the fact little Gideon's fleece moment there for us. It was a sign in the sky. But yeah, if you ever started your own gig, and Travis, you have your own personal podcast, so shout out to you on that.
I did. Okay, the T-Wood Show.
Get you to pay us for that later. But it is very difficult to come up with a name. You would think it'd be easy, and that'd be the easiest part. That, looking back on it, was one of the hardest parts. That and hiring you without ever interviewing you was probably two of the hardest things we've ever done. But I remember when we were trying to figure out the name, we just couldn't think of anything. And
we had a couple of dirty.
Upon request, we'll give you some of the artwork of some of our earliest names. They were horrible.
I haven't even seen this, guys. Just so you know.
Yeah, this is uncut. So, but I think it was your brother. I can't remember the details. Derek came up with the logo.
Derek was definitely influential. He was influential in the name too. So I've got some texts from him. I think I have them saved. Text message. We're going back and forth and getting input.
Derek honestly is responsible for everything because I knew Derek first. I fell in love with Derek. He is the man. And then he introduced me to Keith. When I say fell in love, let me make sure I clarify.
You are married to a woman.
I love Derek to death, but he is married and I am as well. So just to make sure I clarify that to all of you listeners. But he pretty much was the instigator in all of us.
Yeah.
And then after we figured out the name, the next hardest part is figuring out, is it even available on GoDaddy?
Yes.
So we kind of reversed that in a sense. Anything we do, we go to GoDaddy first and then find it. But afterwards, I believe he was instrumental in the logo as well.
Yeah.
So Derek has been the glue.
Derek is the glue.
From day one.
And actually, funny story about the logo, Derek sent this logo rendition to us, and I was just like, wow, this is amazing. I love this. And we were going back and forth ideas. But it's like, it was almost like the first, well, it was too good to be true. Like the first rendition. So I remember I went back to Derek. I was like, hey, can you send us, we're looking at several more options. So he ended up spending a ton more time developing several more options. Then we ended up going back to the first rendition. So we still laugh about that today, but.
Just clean, simple, and timeless.
Right.
That's the desire.
I think the logo looks amazing myself. I mean, from looking on the outside in, now that, you know, I'm kind of partial now since I work at the company, but from the moment before I was hired, though, I was like, oh, wow, that's a cool looking logo. And it shows you right away. It's like, it has to do with sports because it's the numbers.
Yeah, sure.
And then you have sports underneath, which you could talk about the logo a little bit later on a podcast episode. Maybe we'll take off sports since we're not in the corporate world.
True.
But maybe that's another podcast.
Good idea. Yep.
But can you tell the listeners a little bit about what we actually do? So what do we sell mainly?
Well, I mean, 323 Sports, we sell a lot of stuff. I mean, in general, what we focus on is custom printed apparel, uniforms, to the high school, college, rec league market. That's a core of our business is high schools, colleges, and rec leagues. And we do all their custom printed apparel, whether that's just like polos, caps, hoodies, t-shirts, or you know, uniforms, you know, basketball uniforms, football uniforms, soccer, any sport, you can name it. Then we also do a lot of equipment. So we can do equipment from, you know, as basic as a scorebook all the way up to, you know, a whole field goal system for your football team, or, you know, all your sideline chairs or anything big equipment like that we can do as well. And so in general, that's what we do. We're also delving into a lot of promotional items and doing promotional items, umbrellas, pins. There's probably, you know, 200,000 promotional items that we have access to sell and get great pricing on through our promo site. And so churches have really developed to be better customers for us, and corporate accounts as well. Businesses are great. So
Mike, what are some of our best sellers though? Like, what are some hot ticket items that we know, and maybe our bread and butter?
Yeah. So, when we first started the company, our main item was our $14.95 performance PE pack. And we marketed it as a PE pack, just because traditionally you always get a basic heavy or basic, what's it called?
Cotton
blend t-shirt with a mesh short, which is still great. Still sells. We had that one for $12.95 actually when we first started the company, which is a great price. But the $14.95 set was typically through anybody else was going to be around $20 or more dollars for a performance top and bottom with print included. And so we kind of, the very first year, really piggybacked on that and just marketed that all over the country. And so that still is a big, big ticket item for us, the $14.95 pack, top and bottom. And then in the last, I guess 2016, was it 2016 we introduced the team pack?
2015.
Ours. Okay, 2015. So team packs have been around forever, so it's nothing new. But for ours, we were able to do a performance t-shirt, short sleeve, performance long sleeve, performance short, and a heavyweight hood with print included and shipping included, as long as you got 12 or more packs for $50. So most people are thinking $50, that's how much I paid for a hoodie, you know, unprinted or maybe just one at Dick's Sporting Goods or something like that. But that still today is one of our leading sellers, is that team pack. Then, of course, recently we just started our own custom line, which has been great.
That's been awesome.
Yeah. I guess we started that maybe a year and a half ago. Has it been quite a year and a half?
That was fall of 2017.
Okay. So obviously Keith is the one with all the dates. I have not gotten one date right, and I've asked for everyone since.
It's okay. You've been so busy.
That's who I am. I accept it. So what is today again?
Today is 2020.
Okay. But our custom our custom line has been great for us. I think it for sure was our number one seller last year or this past year. And it's already starting off strong this year. And it's just been our focus on value. All of those, we never sacrifice quality on the $15 item, the $50 item, and for this custom line, we've never sacrificed quality. But we focused on getting the best that there is for the best price, which really is a definition of value. And so those are kind of three of our best sellers, I'd say.
Yeah, those are really good. And you guys can check this out, what these guys are talking about, on our website at 323sports.com. Now, I didn't say that actually technically. That's incorrect as far as how you say the name. It's called 323 Sports. So if you call in and say, hey, is this 323 Sports? You don't say, hey, is this 323 Sports? Mm-hmm. We'll say, actually, it's not. It's 323 Sports.
Or if you do stutter like me and have a hard time saying 323 very quickly, we'll still take your call and your order if you say 323.
Exactly. So okay. Either way, you're going to win. So, well, yeah, those are really good. So be sure to check it out, 323sports.com. But as we talked about some of the best sellers, what are maybe some new things that are coming down the line in 2019, maybe on the customer service side of things, such as maybe the portal or custom uniform builder?
Well, I'll let Mike touch on the portal and uniform builder. For us, some of the new things that we're doing is we have a brand new catalog. It's in the works. It's coming out for our 320 custom line. That's going to be huge for us. Also, within our custom line, we're getting even more creative on specials that we're able to do. One of the things we rolled out last fall was our buy one, get one 50% off deal for football and basketball. Football and basketball were our two biggest sellers of our custom line, just because of the quality. We had 4A and 5A public schools down in Georgia wearing our elite custom uniform with zero issues all year. And that's sort of unheard of. Most of the time you'll definitely have, you know, even if a good uniform, you'll have some rips and tears. And so we've had some phenomenal feedback on that. That jersey is already priced about 20-25% lower than your Adidas, Nike, and Under Armour. And what we're doing is, in addition to that, your away set, we're going to give you a 50% off. So now, you know, you're getting such huge discounts. And that's part of what we want to bring our custom line in, is like Mike talked about, the value. We're able to get such good value to our customers. And so basketball, same way. We had 100 sets or more teams ordered that in the fall and loved it by the home set. They got the away set 50% off. We're going to be rolling that out. But in addition, we're going to be starting rolling out more for the other sports, soccer, volleyball, lacrosse, track and field. And because, you know, we've had a full year of now testing it, it was by far, wasn't even really close, our number one seller last year. And people are continuing to give us such good feedback on it that we're going to keep doing more and more of it.
That's awesome. Now, you mentioned that Mike was going to touch on some things. The portal,
yeah,
right?
The portal, yeah.
Go ahead with that.
Okay, so, well, you mentioned the catalog as well, so that's,
yeah,
we're excited about that. That'll be out soon. We're shooting for a February 1, somewhere in that time frame. Don't hold me on that, but around that time frame. Something else that we've been working on for a while now, actually, is the uniform builder. That's something that we probably could have rolled out a few months ago, but it just wasn't quite right. And we do try to do it right here, Travis.
Okay? It's loving, guys.
Yeah, so we wanted to wait until it's right, until it has some of the kinks and stuff out of it. And then something that's going on right now that's already kind of launched, but it's kind of in beta, is our portal. On there, you can track all your orders. You can look at your past orders. You can look up different things that you've ordered and then also reorder those. You can pay for stuff on that as well. So anyway, you can also see kind of a breakdown of what you spent per sport, different things like that. They're pretty cool. Track your spending and your rewards. And anyway, just different things like that that are common with bigger companies like Amazon. They're just not as normal in this space in our industry. And so it's something that we wanted to do to kind of separate ourselves. And the people who are using it and testing it right now really, really like it. And so that's been good, and hopefully we'll roll it out on a grander scale at some point early 2019.
Yeah, those are super exciting things that are coming down the road, like you guys mentioned. And so I know I'm excited to just tell my customers about this.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
I'm excited to be like, hey, I can actually service you even better now with this portal. And you can actually be more efficient in your own work as an AD or coach or whatever you are. So I'm super pumped about it as well. I'm sure you guys are as well. But as we wrap up this podcast episode, is there maybe one thing that you want to leave the listeners with, Mike? Do you want to leave anything you want to say? As we wrap up this pilot episode, first episode ever on 323 Sports Podcast, what is one thing you want to say to the listeners?
It's a great opportunity for a sales pitch, but... You know, I'm on the operations side, so it's just, I don't want to steal Keith's thunder, you know. I'd say for you listeners out there, if there are any that are undecided or not 100% sure, I'm going to the sales pitch route. You guys can sense it. Not 100% sure about 323, what we're all about, and whether or not we really do it right. Far from perfect, but we try to do it right. Make sure I say that. Just give us a shot at something small. give us a shot maybe to do a provide your scorebooks or to provide something small and maybe less risky, for not necessarily a big uniform purchase or something like that, but something small. Give us a chance to provide that for you and just get a feel of our service, our customer service, a feel of our focus. We really try our best to put you guys first. Just give us a shot and see if you like it. And I'm confident with the guys that we have here that you guys will be very, very pleased with that decision.
Yeah, very good, Mike. Keith, anything to say?
I would say this. For all you coaches out there listening to us and that have ordered from us in the past, we've got so many positive reviews, testimonials. We get them literally every single week. Don't forget about our $20 referral gift card. Okay. Most people forget about that. And a lot of people do. We've literally got $20 gift cards to Amazon sitting in our shelves just waiting for customers.
That's true.
And our sales guys want to get them in your hands. All it takes to get it is to refer another coach. They order, has to be a $500 apparel order, qualifying order. Trust, you can't just order a scorebook and account. But, it makes it easy. You've had a good experience. We know this business. You can tell another coach, say, hey, this company, give them a shot. 2 weeks or less, team packs in your hands. That's one of the reasons we've done so phenomenal, even out in like a state of like California. It's one of our biggest states that we do business in because they're blown away that we can do a $50 team pack and it's in their hands in 2 weeks. It just doesn't make sense. And it's free freight. So tell coaches anywhere about us. We'll send you a $20 gift card and we'll just keep that humming.
Hey guys, it's free money.
Okay. It's
literally free money for you to spend. Okay.
Absolutely.
So one thing I'm going to leave you guys with, and the last thing I'm going to say on this pilot episode, is do not forget to do it right.
Travis.
Thank you, Travis.
That was fantastic.
I'd like to hear about how you came to the company on the next episode.
And maybe a shot at future podcasts since this is our first one.
Yes.
I'm hoping they can only get better.
I think so. I think over time, a lot of things do get better with time.
Travis, that is prophetic.
All right. That's it. See ya.
And with that concludes our episode for this month. Thanks for listening. If you want to find out more about who we are and what we do, check out our website at 323sports.com. Also, guys, be sure to check out our social media platforms such as Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. We post daily stories on Instagram, so make sure you have fun and engage with us. As always, don't forget to do it right.